we do with everyone else on these nightly rental properties, is the valuation that we have now at $149,540 acceptable? In other words, do you want us to rule on that, or are you withdrawing that?
I'm fine with $149,540.
Okay, so you can withdraw that?
Discrimination.
Oh, on the discrimination. Yeah, in other words, our value that we show right now is $149,540. So, I mean, I guess I can make a motion to make sure it's set it to that if your card says something different.
My card says something different, so I would like to stick with the $149,540 that you
marked. Well, yeah, and that's what we have on ours. So we normally wouldn't make a change, but I'll go ahead and include it as part of the motion.
Thank you.
As to BOE 106, it would make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and set the appraised value at $149,540, which is not a change from our sheet here.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. As you probably know, you get a decision within a couple of days, and you can go to the State Tax Commission if you wish. But we appreciate you owning Tannehill County.
Please stay on. I have one other question as well. It does show, this is, I guess, mostly a question. Under the improvements, it does show the description as being exclusively residents. Why is that?
I don't know where it says that.
If you're on Beacon Schneider's website, it says parcel, owner, land, improvements, and valuation. It's under the improvements one. It just seems a little short-sighted that it
would
not be exclusively residential if it's saying right there the description is resident.
It's what?
Probably the property
guard. Nope. The property guard. I was going to say, is that something the assessor's office produces?
I think they can answer that.
So I think the assessor's office can answer that question. Go ahead.
It's listed as a residence because it's a house. That's not classification, it's the type of structure, whether house, duplex, garage,
condo.
Okay.
What it is.
And
I think I agree with you 100% that's what it is. So it shouldn't be commercial at all.
Yeah. We understand not everybody agrees with our decision, but that's what we've been doing to be consistent with what we do with everybody else. That's what we're doing on these nightly rental properties. As I said, you will get a decision within a couple of days, and if you want to go to the State Tax Commission, you certainly can. They have they've already made a decision at the State Tax Commission on what we did, and this $25.75, and already upheld it as reasonable. So I'm not sure if the legislature will eventually give an answer so that everybody has it, we'll have to see. We'll be happy to do whatever the legislature will let us do.
Totally good. I just think it would be in the benefit of Taney County to have lower the taxes so we can afford to continue doing this, to continue bringing people in. But
yeah, I wish we could do something as a citizen board, but that fight is between you all and the legislature, I guess, and the motel lobby and whoever else. So, all right, well, take care, and I appreciate you owning and attending. Go ahead.
This is Valerie Budd, and I'm on the line, so you might as well just come on next.
Oh.
I can do that.
Well, Valerie, I guess we'll just take yours up.
There you go. So on your comment, I thought you did have the latitude because you are the board. You are the BOE. You do have the power to go ahead and make short-term rentals residential. Because the assessor made a comment earlier today, I've been listening, and the assessor made the comment that if you pay sales tax, then it is a commercial, and that's not true. It's the tax assessment, the classification is based on the use of the property.
Is this Valerie or Chloe?
This is Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie.
So the bed and breakfasts, for example, they pay sales taxes. They have not too many rooms. I think it's six or less. They're not commercial, and if a person lives there, but they still pay sales tax. So what she just said a little bit ago is very inconsistent with the Missouri statute.
And Valerie, for the benefit of the public, I guess I would say, since we're online, you know, and I don't, Susan, I don't want to get into this back and forth again. We have done this ad nauseum. I mean, I don't. We have had these same arguments every single time, and it's not that.
Can I just interject one thing? There's an actual carve out in the statutes that says timeshares and bed and breakfasts are residential.
Right. And that's an example of the legislature actually doing something. So we don't have these arguments because they did. That's right. They did carve those out and put it in the statute as to what they are. And guys, I mean, until the tax commission or the legislature tells us we're wrong, I mean, and they've told us already that we're being reasonable in what we're doing, and one part of the state is doing it all commercial, another part of the state's doing it residential, I mean, the legislature needs to do something. I have no qualms in telling you that, but right now this is what we're doing and how we're handling them.
Well, one thing I'd like to have for the record
is
the governor on June 26th of this year passed SB 348, which what that SB 348 is named Branson as the live entertainment capital of Missouri. Considering short-term rentals bring $6 to $12 million in tax revenue just to the county of Tuscany, and when you consider each guest spends $36 million in Taney County in 1 year, and our industry creates 600 to 1,200 jobs. As the prior woman who called in and said she just can't afford her 39% increase of her property tax, what the BOE is essentially doing is not listening to what the governor's bill was on June 26th that he signed, that you're squashing this industry. What are you doing to the city of Branson? We're the show me state. You guys can make a difference. And I'm asking you, make a difference for our community.
Valerie, we don't have the power that you're asking us to wield. We can only value property at fair market value, and then classification, we already made that decision 4 years ago because you've told us this every year, that you consider them to be residential, but really what you're making now is a economic argument, and we just can't do anything about that. We can't do anything about the fact that the motels are going out of business because there's so much nightly rental now, and that's not our deal, and you don't want us to get involved in that, I doubt, because that's just something that the economy has moved to and the tourism industry has moved to. People are using their houses. So I don't know. I mean, you've made an economic argument, which sounds like, yeah, there's a lot of business there, and that's why they're classified, I think, as commercial, and that's why I think the legislature hasn't done anything yet. But that may change, and we're happy to change with whatever we're told we do. But we just don't have the power to do what you're asking us to do. We've already made the decision. Yes, we have the power to classify, but the decision we made was already upheld.
That's what I'm asking, right? But that's what I'm asking you. You can make a change on the classification. You have that authority.
I understand. And if the board wants to do that, we can do that. But, I mean, we made that decision back in 2021, and like I said, they've already upheld it once, and I don't know, I haven't seen anything different since then. So I don't know what else we can do. Valerie, with respect to yours, the other part that you were asking the other day, I know you've been listening, so you understand what we're doing. If there's, we will give that break to the one to you once. If you own other properties and you own a percentage of those other properties, whatever you report on your tax return, those percentages will be commercial, and we'll still give the break to the other owner if they haven't taken the break again. So that's entirely consistent with what we've done in the past, and we will do that on your property. So if on these properties, if you own them wholly, you've already taken your break on at least one of them, I believe. So all of the rest would be commercial. If you own them with other people, if those people have not gotten the break before, whatever percentage they own in that property, we'll give them that break. And I'll do the math for you each time we do one.
Well, I saw the card with change on Beacon. So I guess this is kind of scary. I'm assuming, which I hate doing that, but it seems like it is accurate because the one that all mine were considered commercial for my nightly rentals.
Right.
Now that I went on Beacon today, I saw one of them, which is the one I want to have identified as the mix. Beacon is now showing it is the mix. The other one that I'm a small percentage owner and my son owns the majority of it.
Okay.
That one also has the mix now, when it didn't have the mix when I was in front of you 2 weeks ago. So is it safe to assume that someone did go and make those adjustments already?
I don't know who's made the adjustment. I thought we continued the one with your son. I thought we continued the one you had an interest with your son so that we could make that decision today.
It's the address.
It's now showing different than it did 2 weeks ago online.
What's the address?
What's the address on that one?
171 Lenhart. And it's showing a mix in it from when I pulled it up.
Lenhart?
Do you want to beat the parcel number?
It's number 97.
The main sheet doesn't show that, but when I click on the impact notice, the postcard,
it's showing 100% commercial.
No, I'm sorry. It is not showing that way. So, yes, I want that one modified as well.
Okay. All right. So, just to clarify, and Valerie, you're going to have to help me remember here how many of these you have on here, but I need to know which one it is that has got co-ownership with your son.
Very
nice.
It is the 171 Lenhart.
Okay.
Number 93.
Last one on the docket.
It's
page 14. Last one.
Page 14. Okay. Now that's BOE 93.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. What percentage does he own? What percentage do you own?
I own 5%.
Okay. All right.
And Bud owns the rest. And then the other one, I want to have marked as my hybrid one. So may I give you that address as well?
Okay. Have we not already done one for you then? Okay.
No.
All right. Which address do you want to have?
That address is also, believe it or not, same three numbers, coincidentally, 171 Oakmont.
171.
At the top.
I'm sorry, what BOE?
97.
And she's saying that's her one?
Right. I'm still trying to find what page that's on. But
13. That one's had it before.
Oh, there it is. 13. I got it. Okay.
And then I noticed that several of mine that are residential properties that we clarified and you did make a motion, those have not been changed. So have the motions just not been put into the system yet?
The decision letters on those have been done.
I can barely hear it. If you can speak a lot louder, I'd appreciate it.
She doesn't have a mic. I'm going to let her tell me, then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay,
so
thank
decision
you.
Decision letters on links that you have decided upon have been sent out. I have no control over what's on Beacon
The clerk's office, this is not the assessor's office, the clerk's office has sent out decisions on anything we've made a decision on. However, we have absolutely no control what gets put on Beacon. Is that correct?
Okay.
So, yeah, we have no control of that.
What you're saying is just when you get postcard and letter, scan it and keep it. Okay.
Okay,
9-5. And I know you're doing that, but I'm just going to say something because I know what your standard answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask it for the record because if the state is listening to this, I want them to hear this.
Sure.
So there's another address that is on Jones Road. It is classified as residential, 100% residential. When I drive by it, it has a type of construction company name on it. There's 10 vehicles on there. three of them are work trucks, and the other seven